talk a little bit about aspects of Lech Lecha and also Vayera. Avraham Avinu is the Maimon, the Emin Bashem, Vayeshevel or Tzedakah. Avraham Avinu does what Hashem tells him to do, Lech Lecha, Vayelachav, Kashadiv Yolav Hashem. The first time we find Avraham asking Hashem a question is after the War of the Malachim, Achad Ram Ha'ela. Hashem recognizes Avraham is afraid. Hashem says, Anochi Magin Lach, Sarcha Habe Ma'od. So Avraham says the following. First, Vayoma Avram Hashem Elokim Matiten Li, Anochi Holech Hariri, Uben Meshek Beis Yehuda Mesek Eliezer. That's the first question. Then the pasuk continues, or the next pasuk, Vayoma Avram Hem Li Lo Nasat Azara, V'inei Ben Beis Yoresh Osi. These are two separate questions. What exactly is being asked? First, Avraham says, Hashem Elokim Matiten Li, what are you giving me if I have, I'm going Ariri, we have to translate that. And after all, Ben Meshek Beis Yehuda Mesek Eliezer, what does that do with anything? How does that relate to the question, and what is the question? And then, Vayoma Avram, another question, seemingly, Hein Li Lo Nasat Azara, V'nei Ben Beis Yoresh Osi. So, exactly what is the second question? And then the answer comes, V'nei Dvar Hashem Elav Le'mor Lo Yirash Chazeh. Is this an answer to the two questions? It's an answer to one of the two questions. But Hashem says, Lo Yirash Chazeh, seemingly relating to what he says, Hnei Ben Beis Yoresh Osi. And rather, Hashem says, no, Kim Hashem Yitzim Yachol Yirashecha. He takes him out, and he says, look at the stars, Ko Yezarecha. Behemin Bashem, Vayachshav Lo Tzedakah. That's the first give and take here between Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding children. Obviously, there's a larger question, a meta question to ask, and namely, Hashem already told Avraham earlier, after Lot separates, look out and see, Kis Koras Shetaroa Lechot Neno Zarecha Ad Olam. Hashem already tells Avraham, you and your children are going to inherit this land. So he's already been told, and even before that, when he first comes to Eretz Yisrael, Lezarecha Etein Saaretz Hazot. So obviously, Lezarecha Etein means implicit in that is that there's going to be children. So suddenly Avraham's coming with this question of Hashem Elokim Matiten Li and the Vihnei Ben Beis Yoresh Osi, seemingly relating to the question of about children, but Hashem promised them children already. That's another question to consider. The Ramban deals with all these issues. So let's speak out what the Ramban does with these psukim. So first of all, the Ramban points out, Hashem Elokim Matiten Li, you said Tzcharcha Habe Ma'od, but without children, so what is it worth? Seemingly he's understanding Matitin Li Noich Ariri in terms of not having children. That's how he's beginning to understand this pasuk. Certainly the next pasuk speaks to that issue. So Ramban says, another question, maybe Tzcharcha Habe Ma'od speaks to Olam Haba. So where is that? How is Avraham coming with the tain? The matitin li scharcha habe ma'od. But what is it going to be if I don't have children? It means schar v'olam haba, scharcha habe ma'od. So Avraham says no, because scharcha habe ma'od has to refer to shtei shulchanos, this world as well. Because after all, olam haba is a given. You don't need avtacha for that. Every obed olkim is going to get olam haba. Avraham understood that. He understood the basics of emunah. And also, Avraham was afraid. He was afraid of this issues in this world. So Hashem is telling him not to be afraid. Okay, but then what about the question of Hashem already had told him he could have children twice in the parasha we have? So the Ramban. So how can he ask v'nei ben beisi yoresh osi and v'nei onechul chariri? Hashem promised him children. So let's talk about that question first. Then we'll talk about the specific two questions here. The answer given by the Ramban is, if Hashem gave him a nevuah, it's not a guarantee. Because tzaddikim know that they're not perfect, and they could sin. And the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Rega adabar goyi v'amamlocha livnos v'lintoa v'asa harav v'nichamti ala tova. Just because Hashem originally said you're going to have children, it doesn't mean it's going to end up coming true. Things could change. Says the Ramban, he sees that the nevuah is not coming to pass. Perhaps Hashem, Avraham thought he sinned, and that's what deprived him of it. That is what Ramban says over here. We find with Yaakov as well, but Yaakov was also promised, but yet He wasn't sure of that. Okay, so that's as far as why Avram is concerned. What about the two questions? Mati tenli v'ano hachariri. So the first pshat is without children. Ariri means without children. And the word holech means to go through the world, to pass from the world. Like it says, holech obeis olamo, holech kederach kol haaretz. Holech means I'm going to be passing from the world. Ariri without childless, without children. According to this pshat, the two psukim are really echoing the same. Avram said once, Avram said it again. Hashem responds to the point that was made twice. So the first pasuk is talking about not having children and passing from the world without children. And then again, and just resting in a different way. And who's yarshining me? The Ben Beshek Beisi. And Ben Beisi, Yorish Osiyah. Hashem says, no, nothing to worry about. Here I'm telling you, you're going to have children. You haven't lost it yet. You're going to have children. The Ramban has a second pshat. This is an interesting pshat. Holech Ariri doesn't mean I'm leaving the world without children. Holech Ariri means something different. I'm alone. I'm a loner. I have nothing except myself. I have no children, but not per se children. I'm holech. Holech is not leaving the world without children. Holech means I'm a nomad. I'm not in one place. I'm going from one place to the other.
It's good. It's
and I'm a wanderer. I'm all alone. Ariri ka'ara ba'arava. And now the pasuk continues. Uven meshek veisi huda meshek eliezer. How does that relate to the question of loneliness? Because the person who I'm most connected with, who I see day in, day out, who's coming in and out of the house, maybe Sarai was in her own tent, and Sarai was Sarai. But meanwhile, who's the person I interact with most? A fremder, a foreigner, someone who's not even related to me. Damesek Eliezer. So it's the issue of loneliness that's being expressed. Not childless, the etzem, I don't have a yoresh. That's not the point. The yoresh issue is the next pasuk. What's going to be afterwards? That's the second pasuk. The first pasuk is, that's why it says Damesek Eliezer. Damesek means he's not from my own family. He's from Damesek. He's not from my own family. And then comes the second point, Heini lo nasat zara, you haven't given me the zara that you promised. And then this Ben Beisi, the person I just mentioned, he's Yorish Osi because that's it. I'm getting older and he's going to take over everything. And therefore, I don't have anything left. Comes Hashem and says, now let me just emphasize something interesting. This idea of Holech being Nav and Nad, the Ramban makes this point earlier in the parasha when Hashem says to go to Eretz Asher Eka. So until he gets to Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban points out, Avraham Avinu basically was an itinerant wanderer. He was going from place to place. So Hashem basically defined Avraham, and it wasn't just at this moment, but obviously he continued that way. Avraham Avinu, your life is going to consist of, for the next, immediate future, is going to be wandering. So this is what says, he was noded baholech. When Lot separates to go to Sodom, Avram Yasha be'eretz Kenan, so the Ramban again comments and says, Avram Yasha be'eretz Kenan, meaning b'shar eretz Kenan. Lot goes to one place, to the cities of Sodom, and Avram, shelo yamad b'makam echad, ab'chol eretz Kenan yagur. That's what Hashem said, kum hisach bar tz'akol rachba. So Avram Avinu basically is not in one place. Okay, eventually he ends up in Hebron, and then he gets to Eretz Plishtim Yamim Rabin, but that's a little later in his life. But at least the earlier change that he moves to Eretz Israel is a function of Avram wandering, and that's defining him. That's what he's saying here. Holech Ariri means, who am I? I'm a wanderer. This is the pasuk in Vayera as well, when he speaks to Avimelech, and he's describing to Avimelech the experience that he had when he started out coming to Eretz Israel. And the years that he was in Eretz Yisrael initially, Vahi Kasher Hisu Osil Kinves Avi. Rabban quotes that pasuk as well. Kasher Hisu Osi, when Hashem made me wander. Toa is a wanderer. Some Rishonim were pshat in the pasuk in Kisavo. Arami Oved Avi, not the way Chazal teach it, means Lavan wanted to destroy my father. Arami, being a Lavan, Oved is a verb, wants to destroy my father. Rather, some Rishonim say, Arami Oved Avi. My father, meaning Avram, was a wandering Aramean. He was from Aram, and he was an Oved, meaning not a verb, but an adjective. In other words, he was describing the Arami. The Arami was an Oved. My father Avram was Arami Oved. Again, because this is the essence of Avram. This is what Ramban is saying here in the words Holech Hariri, that I am a Holech. I don't have roots. I'm constantly going from one place to another, and I'm by myself. And then it comes with another time. And who is coming with me? Who am I have? I have this person who's not even from family. Damesek Eliezer. Comes Avram with another taina, that is, Henli Lo Nasata Zarav, and even Beis Yorisho, see, he's yarshening me. Comes Hashem and says, V'arashem lovely more Lo Yirash Chazeh. So it comes out now, which question did Hashem respond to? Lo Yirash Chazeh speaks to the second question. Says the Ramban, beautifully worded, Ba'avur Hayosu HaBein HaYorish Achazik Naso. This Yorish, this son, is coming in old age. Lo Yiftichol Rak Al HaYerusha. So the Haftacha could not respond to the first question because he's getting a child at old age, so that's not going to create the companionship that Avram is expressing that he wants. All it's going to solve is the problem of Yerusha, Lo Yirash Chazeh. But that which you're saying, Holech Hariri, that I'm not responding to. Which is interesting. It comes out that Hashem doesn't acknowledge that as a taina. Maybe that was meant to be. Avram Avinu has to be, like we say, the lonely man of faith, like the title of the famous essay. That's Avram Avinu, that is Metzius, at least as of now. So Avram Avinu, we're not going to solve that issue. We're going to solve the other issue of Lo Yirash Chazeh, of Yerushalayim, by saying Lo Yirash Chazeh. This is in terms of the back and forth about children. Behemin Bashem, Beyachshebel Lo Tzedaka. That's the pasuk that comes afterwards. According to Rashi, means that Kadosh Baruch Hu thought that Avram's emunah was a great thing. It was stuck in a schus. Ramban doesn't like that pshat, because why should he not believe? Hashem has said, this is what's going to be. Hashem gave him now the guarantee, so of course he'll believe. If he's going to believe in the tzivoy of the Akedah, of course he'll believe in the good news as well. So the Ramban learns different pshat. The Hemen Bashem, and Avram believed in Hashem, by Yachshevehu Lo Tzedakah, he considered what Hashem is doing, that he's going to give children to Avram Avinu no matter what, as tzedakah, Lo B'tzedakas Avram U'B'Scharo, not as reward, and not because Avram was righteous, because Avram was saying that maybe I'm not worthy. U'me'ata Lo Yira Pen Yigrom Hachet. This is the point that the Ramban mentioned earlier. What was Avram's concern? Shema Yigrom HaChet. The promises earlier are no longer valid because you sinned. So now that Hashem says that you're going to have children, count the stars, see how many they are, that's your children. So therefore, even though originally he thought that the Nevuah Rishona was conditional, it would depend on his being worthy, but now that Hashem says you're getting it no matter what, now he knew, Kinochan Adav Memelkim, Hashem is not retracting, meaning it's going to happen, Hashem is going to do it for him, it's not conditional, it's not dependent on his deeds. That is the Ramban's Pshat, Vayachshevehu Lo Tzedakah. Now let's continue in the next part of the parasha, in next few pesukim. Then Hashem addresses Eretz Yisrael. So first Hashem addresses the children, and Avram is assured, and Avram feels good, and as Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for me, I'm sure it's going to, you know, it's a tzedakah that Hashem is doing. Then Hashem says, "Ani Hashem shor tesicha mi'ur kasdim, lasisacha sa'art zos gulishta. I took you out of Ur Kasdim to give you the land." Vayomar Hashem kim b'mo'eda kirashena. Everybody wants to understand what is this quest in b'mo'eda, and then Hashem says, "Take these animals, take the birds, and brisbin atzara." What exactly is the nature of the quest in b'mo'eda? Another question now. Question regarding Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban has a very unique approach here as well. First of all, the pshat of Sheretz Sicha we spoke at last week is that the original Hotzei Sicha, meaning Hotzei Sicha, released you, not took you out, removed you, released you from the prison of Ur Kasdim, from the straits of Ur Kasdim, from the tzara that was Ur Kasdim, when the Kipshon Ha'esh, if you will, that was Ur Kasdim, and that is the Hotzei Sicha. And I, at the time that I did that, I already had plans to elevate you and to give you Eretz Yisrael. But now there's something about the way this is expressed that makes Avram feel not secure. Because notice, it doesn't say, I am giving you Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say, the way Hashem the last time spoke in Lizarcha Etin Saras Azos, and the other time after Lot separated. But here it says, oh, Avraham, you should know that I had in mind from that point on to give you the land. Sounds like Hashem is kilu backpedaling, as if I'm not giving you the land, I'm not promising you the land, I'm telling you that I have a plan to give you the land. So because it doesn't say, Hashem doesn't say definitively I'm giving it to you, but I took you out al das sheitnena, therefore Avraham is concerned, pen yeh beyirushas aretz tenai hamasim. So now, perhaps in a somewhat similar vein, but I think maybe slightly different than what we mentioned before with the banim, Avraham is thinking, oh, that means that yirushas haaretz is conditional on certain things, on how people act. Even though Hashem said many times, twice already, for the two times that we mentioned, but ki ata lo yigzor hamatana kasher gazal gozera. A minute before, Hashem is saying, nothing to worry about, unconditional, you're getting children, kol yezarecha, see the stars. So then, vayach shevelo tzedakah, there's nothing to talk about. Hashem is saying it. But now Hashem is speaking about Eretz Yisrael in a very equivocal way. I took you out in order to give you this land. So therefore, Avraham says, mamoida ki rashena, what is the question? The question is, bikesh Avraham sheyeda idea amitis sheyirashena, v'lo yigrom chet o chet zaro limana mehem. So what's the question Avraham Avinu is hedging on? Maybe I'll sin, maybe my children will sin, and maybe it's not going to be that they'll take the land because I or my children will sin. Or alternatively, another thing could happen. Oh, Shema Yaso Knanim Tshuva. What if the Knanim do Tshuva, and then Hashem will decide, oh, so originally I was going to destroy them, and now Hashem decide that let them stay there, and then you won't get the land. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koras Imo Bris Shiyirashena Al Kopanim. Hashem says, you're getting the land unconditionally. And this is what makes this Ben Absarim unique. The Ramban sums it up later too when he talks about the various haftachos. We mentioned this last time also, Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban says, including to right after the last pasuk, by the last pasuk came out of this Ben Absarim, he goes through the various haftachos and he says, B'shas, here he says that this was the bris. The host of Lichos Bisagen, Shalo Yigram Hachet. Shalo Yigram Hachet. Now, what does it mean exactly? I want to understand this in a deeper level. What do you mean, Shalo Yigram Hachet? Hashem is mixing into Bechira. He's saying, you're not going to sin? Or the Canaanim not going to do Tshuva? What if they did Tshuva? Hashem is infringing on the possibility of Tshuva of the Canaanim. That's part of the issue for the Ramban. Not just Avram being Chote or his children being Chote. That was with the Banim. Maybe I did a sin. Here we're talking about the future. The children, Avraham is afraid, maybe I did something wrong and all bets are off. And Hashem says, no, you're getting children. Now Avraham is afraid that Hashem is talking about the possibility and I had in mind to give you the land. But what would be if I will sin, my children will sin, or the Canaan will do tshuva? And Hashem says, you're getting the land. Krisus bris, bris ben apsarim, where you go machet? It means Hashem is predicting that there won't be a chet. That's hard to imagine. And what about the Canaanim? They have free will, they can do tshuva. So we've got to be the Canaanim, you have to say pshat, that it means they will do tshuva, irrespective of what they do or don't do, you're getting Eretz Yisrael. So then you have to ask yourself the question, if they would do tshuva, then what would that mean? You'll get Eretz Yisrael, and what would be with them? They won't be driven out. So that's a question that has to be thought about. So they get a different land, they'll get Uganda, or some other place, or they'll be subservient to you. That's the question, how to think about it. But probably means in some way you'll get Eretz Yisrael, there'll be something, but they won't necessarily be punished because they did tshuva. So that's what it means for them. So it doesn't, Hashem isn't mixing into the bechira of the nations of the world. So too, I think, when it comes to Avram's sin, or possible sin, or his children's sin, Hashem is saying, it doesn't matter. You might sin, that's your bechira. But Eretz Yisrael is not conditional. Knows, I'm giving you the land. It's unconditional. You're going to get the land whether or not, you know, you sin. You're not going to. It's not conditioned on. Just like it's not conditioned on their not doing tshuva, it's not conditioned on your not sinning. You might sin. You're still getting it. So that's the idea over here. So with the banim, it was about Avram in the past, and I guess possibly the future too. But that was his concern. And maybe I sin. Hashem says, don't worry. You're getting it no matter what. And Eretz Yisrael, it's sort of similar. You're getting it no matter what. And that's the bris that you have in the in Bisbena Besarim. Now, what happens with Sarai? Avraham Avinu is told again by the end of the parasha in connection to the Bris Milah that you can have a son from Sarai, you can name him Yitzchak, and Avraham Avinu falls on Apanav, a Yitzchak, and Hashem assures him that in fact he's going to have a son, and the name, what to name him and everything else. Meanwhile, Sarai was not privy to this. And the Ramban wonders about why Sarai never knew. It means Avraham never told her. Why didn't Avraham tell her? So the Ramban, at the beginning of Vayera, addresses that issue. Because what happens in Vayera? The three malachim come, and one of the reasons that they came was for the Basura to get to Sarai. Hayei Sarai Shtacha, Hineva Ohel, and then the message that the malach came to bring to Sarai was, Shov Asher Elecha Kais Chaya, Hinevein L'Sarai Shtacha, Sarai Shalmas, Pesacha Ohel. And then meanwhile, Sarai hears this, and she doesn't realize that they're malachim. So what happens? She laughs, and her laugh is criticized. And then Hashem says to Avram, why is she laughing? She should believe. Hashem can do anything. You can have a son. So, to understand exactly what, and then Sarah denies that she laughed, very strange. What's going on? What's going on? And then, why didn't Avram tell her about the divorce? So there's a Ramban here, Pasuk Tezlav in Vayera. That's our bridge to Pasha's Vayera. So I'll do the last part first. But Roish and Nomer Od, the end of the piece, Avram did not tell her that Nevuah that we had of Osarish Tachayur Zuchabain. Why didn't Avram tell her? Maybe he waited till Hashem would give the message himself, because he knew Pasuk in Amos, Ki Goyas Hashem Okim Dava Kim Golasodo Vadav HaNeviim. Hashem naturally will tell his prophets what he wants to do, what his plans are, like Hashem tells Avram he's going to destroy Sodom. So Avram knew that Sarah would end up getting the message. She's a greater Nevuah than Neviah than Avram, after all. That's one answer. Oh, Mirov Zivizuso B'mitzvahs. He was so involved with Bris Milah. He was so tired with that and with all the people in his household. And then he was weak and he was sitting by the tent and he literally didn't have a chance to do it. And now the Malachim came. So those are the two explanations given about why Avram didn't let Sarah know about it. What about Sarah herself? Anitama b'nevi'at tzadekes, in the beginning of Pasuk Tezlav, how did she not deny what Hashem said to the Navi? And why shouldn't we believe the Malach Elokim? Says the Ramban, first of all, these Malachim appeared like people. Avraham Avinu understood, recognized that they were superhuman, they were Malachim, they were not ordinary mortals. But Sarah was listening from in her tent. She didn't realize, maybe she didn't exactly see them, she didn't realize that they're Malachim. She maybe even saw them. Okay, Rashi says that they asked Sarah about Avram, so it means that she did see him. But according to Ramban, maybe she didn't see them. So what happened? So inside, she was cynical. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heshim Oso Avram. Hashem criticizes Sarah. And here is the key words of the Ramban. Lama haya adava nimna be'ineha. True. As far as you're concerned, they're regular people. They're Arabs. They're wayfarers. But why do you look at it as if it's beyond? It can be. The Roy Lashatamin is still fitting to believe. Osha Tomer Amen Kenyasa Hashem. She should. She should allow for the possibility, believe, and say, Yamen. Avram says, Lomat Sacha Kaipoim Hashem Davar. He didn't tell her that Hashem criticized Sarah. And because she was confronted by Avram and she was terrified by Avram's confronting her, so she kind of denied it. But Ramban says, Techachish bo. But then she realized when he said, Lo kisachak, that it was a nevuah, and then she didn't respond. I just want to add the following. I found B'Shem Rav Moshe Feinstein something incredible regarding this Ramban, that the Ramban says, the criticism of Sarah was, Lamai davar nimna be'ineha b'ray lashetamin. So Rav Moshe is in a few different places. In the Darash Moshe, you get it, but I'll show you in the Tshuva as well. In the Darash Moshe, in Chumash, said, okay, she heard the news from an Arab. As far as she concerned, it's an Arab, an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and therefore she left. But Hashem was makbid. Why? Shabitochon b'Hashem Yisbarach yesh lios sheshave etzlo neis u'maisa teva. Bitochon means that everything is the same. Shelo levatel ad birchas ish pashut. Sheyasa neis shetod. Astam a guy, pashut person, gives a bracha that a miracle is going to happen. He gives a child at such an age. Ela havel olomer amen. Kimo shayis almeres al bracha de'ef shebederach ha-teva. V'zaya nisayon. In the Tshuva in Yerideya, Chel Dalid, Simen Nun Aleph. The heading is Tavshin Mem Aleph, 1981. Somebody who others consider to be a chacham, and they ask the person to daven on their behalf, should he do so? He says, I'm coming to explain why many years people come to me that I should daven to Hashem and all kinds of tzaras, I should give them brachos, and who am I? I don't really think I'm worthy, and yet they're asking me, and I do it, and why do I do it? That's his question. I think I spoke with this year about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a very beautiful thing to go through the whole thing. But just to take one section out of it, he relates here to Sarah. Basically, he says that a tefillah of even a pashta person, an ama aretz, a person who does averus, has potential to be accepted. You never know why Hashem might accept a tefillah. It's shaykh. She is kabel af tefillas in she pshutim bali averos me'ezet tam she'ikol kadosh baruch hu. Therefore, every tefillah has the potential of being ru'uyalist kabel. To the extent that it doesn't have the potential, it's a tefillas to'eva. But to the extent that it's not tefillas to'eva, it's within the realm of possibility to be accepted. Every tefillah of every person, even not with tefillas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Anshe Knesset HaGdola. And he brings riots. V'yesh l'makom l'havim b'zeh ma'shik b'la kashbar Hashem Yisbarach b'mishetzoch ha'kasara. That's our parsha. That one of these three anashim, who she thought were Arabs, gave the bracha, and it was a miraculous thing that they're blessing about, and we don't normally daven for Maisa Nisim, hikbir Hashem Yisbarach, because they have a special hashgacha pratis, Avram and Sarah, and they're l'mala min ha-teva. And even though these Arabs, who knows what they're thinking, what they're saying, but the fact is, Hashem could accept the bracha and the tefillah of even a pashta person, even somebody that looks like nothing, me'ezatam, me'koshik in kan, you know, that there's a reason why dafka and Ovid HaAvodah Zarah would be more reason to be accepted, like Shlomo Melch said, because they'll have more of a time if you don't accept their tefillah. So if a guy comes and davens, you should for sure accept the tefillah. So sometimes coming from somebody who's mufka, who's not Jewish, even more reason to accept the bracha and to think that it might be accepted. And therefore, Hashem says he should realize that dafka, coming from even where you think is the last place in the world, that should be a real valid bracha and a tefillah, but that could be chil Hashem. Hashem wants even that tefillah to be accepted. And therefore, mikemen she'omer she'ruoi b'tzar b'din she'yeh l'abein, coming from wherever, v'ada she'yachas ha'kodesh b'shem ezbarach l'dvarav, even if the reason it shouldn't be accepted, Hashem dafka would accept the tefillah. So he can stretch it to Ramban even further. Ramban says, should say amen. Moshe says, you can figure out reasons why, who knows? Like, you never know where the bracha is coming. And therefore, he goes on and says, therefore, okay, who am I? But you never know. You never know. You dive into somebody, you never know what it can do. And therefore, every person, there's a chiyuv medina, l'chol adam, v'spala ba'ad chavero, u'varcho, and koshken shivakshin mimenu. And therefore, I feel myself obligated, l'spala, u'varech, those who ask me to daven, so they think I'm a chacham. It won't help if I tell them I'm not, because they'll think I'm just saying that of anava, and people have a reputation, he says. So therefore, he says, I have an obligation to do it. And therefore, anyone who people consider to be something of someone of stature, and they ask him to daven, is mechuyev to do so. A beautiful idea, no? Okay.